96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforests of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. And State Farm agent Pete Euler is right here in Emporia to lend a hand. As your local good neighbor, he can help you look at the things you want to save for and come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Because your money should work just as hard as you to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being free of debt or free to roam the world, call State Farm agent Pete Euler in Emporia today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOE News Time 8:22, Newsmaker 2 time here today. LCAT Director Shane Bruner joining us on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line.
Shane, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you? I also have Janice R., my transit manager, here as well.
Awesome.
So if you don't mind if she tags along.
Absolutely. Janice, good morning. It's good to have you on with us. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Shane, I'm going to start our conversation with you because, well, we've been talking here for, it's been about a month, maybe a little bit longer than that, in the public about the rates going up here for LCAT. And I guess in general terms, what's making this the time to raise rates?
Well, we pushed it off for as long as we thought we could. It's been something that we brought up on occasion, but we are affordable transportation, and we definitely want to stick with that name in the game. But as everything else seems to be moving in the same direction, and it's a sad fact, everything seems to be costing a little bit more, and we're no exception, sadly.
All right, well, let's talk about what size of rate increase we'll be looking at here, Shane.
Oh, it's minute, if anything. So we usually had the $1.50. It's always been $1.50 as long as I've been around. So now it's going to be $2 for a one-way trip instead of $1.50. So it's $4 round trip. There's been some adjustments to the passes. The 10-ride pass, it was 14, now it's 15. So once again, I think it was just a small adjustment. Frequent rider was 35, and that's going to continue to be 35. That's our most popular pass, so we didn't really want to touch that. Family pass, it was 45. That's going to go up to 50, but that does give you basically 5 frequent rider passes, so it's good for a household, up to 5 people living in the same household. Semester pass was 105, and it's going to continue to be 105. I thought that's probably the ceiling of where I would put price-wise. We did $7 for county trips, anything out in the county. That's going to be up to $10. And then the regionals, it was usually 42 cents a mile is what we based all of our prices on, and that's going to get adjusted to 50 cents a mile. So some increases, but hopefully increases that aren't too overwhelming for everyone, but enough to, as cost of running the buses, maintenance, fuel, drivers, all that stuff moves in the direction of costing a little bit more, we have to follow suit.
Understood. Janice, it seems like this was by design to use nice, even, round numbers as much as possible here for folks.
Yes, definitely. And I've had quite a few of the riders tell me that they're surprised we hadn't done it before. They knew we needed to do that. So I think it's really good the riders are really acceptable of it.
So are the new rates in effect now that July is here, Janice?
Yes.
Okay. So they have started. So,
they have.
Yeah, how's ridership, Janice, been so far this year?
Actually, it's really good. We're up from 2020, so it's been a nice steady rise.
And, Janice, speaking of using 2020 as a marker, is this really the first full year that LCAT operations have been, you know, back to normal for most of it since the COVID pandemic?
Yeah, I would say so.
Shane, I wanted to ask you, along the COVID-19 pandemic, have there been some, I guess maybe some pandemic measures that you had to take that are still with you and will remain with LCAT here for the foreseeable future? Or basically are all the operations at this point in time, save for maybe hand sanitizer, those back to pre-pandemic operational flow?
Most of what the public sees, it's all pre-pandemic stuff. Other than the, like you said, the buses being equipped with hand sanitizer stuff, it's kind of just a staple anywhere you go these days. But other than that, you know, we don't have to, thank gosh, we don't have to keep, 6 feet apart, and we don't have to rope seats off and limit the number of people on the buses. And Those were crazy days, weren't they?
Those were crazy days, indeed, for sure. Indeed. For sure. Janice, the other thing I was going to ask you is, you know, when it comes to the demand route, I know that's been really huge since LCATS got that started here a few years ago, and kind of what your demand is for the demand route.
They actually are doing really good. We've actually added demand routes. So now we have 5 demand routes going currently right now, and we are thinking about possibly getting rid of the route buses and going strictly all demand. We would really appreciate our riders and the public right now to email us at LCAT at LionCounty.org to give us their, you know, part on it, what they think, how they feel. You know, is it a good thing to get rid of the route and go strictly demand? So we'd really like to get the public input on that.
So explain to us the demand route, Janice.
Demand route is you call up. It's a 24-hour in advance notice. Set your appointment, and we will come to your house, pick you up, and take you to where you need to go. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to do it like a taxi cab, pick just you up. It is going to pick other people up as we go.
Okay.
Makes sense. Makes sense. Are you still having the regional route demand as high as it's been here, Shane, or is that starting to maybe ebb and flow a little bit more?
I think it's at max capacity right now.
Max capacity.
Where did we just go? Warden, Missouri?
Yeah.
Bolivar?
Yeah.
We're going all over the place, but yeah, I think it's booked out quite a ways.
I think the furthest we've gone so far is Nebraska.
That's a ways.
That's good. The demand is there, and I tell you what, as people, you know, find out more about the regional routes and how you do this. So Shane, how's the regional route work? I mean, obviously you go to different destinations. How does it work?
They're not set, like we don't have a. It's not a set route. So you call up about 2 weeks for 2 weeks in advance, so we can make sure we have the vehicle availability and the driver availability. It's booked out. I think we're into September right now. Mm-hmm. So it does fill it fast. People wanting to go everywhere. But, yeah, at least 2 weeks ahead of time, give us a call, see if we have any availability. I mean, there's a chance if we have someone already going a direction, you're going the same direction, we can tag along. So, our resources are finite. I wish we had an infinite number of vans because that is a very popular service.
Well, I bet it is. I mean, do you get a lot of calls for KCI and the Wichita Airport?
Yes, coming and going. About the time of the Unbound gravel or things like that. Mm-hmm. People coming in from all over the world. We get a lot of phone calls from people wanting to get picked up, people taken.
A lot of ESU students, when they get break, they want to go home. So we have quite a few of those.
Good deal. Well, Shane, is there anything else that's coming up down LCATS Pike that you wanted to let us know about? You know, the route, or I should say the ride changes are here. Sounds like, you know, that research period underway about the demand side of things, but is there anything else about LCAT that you wanted to get out to the public that we need to kind of have on our radar here going forward?
I think those are the two big ones, with the price change taking effect, and then the possibility of broadening the demand services and reducing the fixed route services.
Well, Shane, how many buses do you have in play right now?
That's 7 buses. 2 vans, and then a transit large van. So 10 vehicles in total, all over the place.
So are you in good shape bus driver-wise?
I could use some more drivers. Okay. I'm getting a new vehicle in about 3 weeks, I've been told. And I'd love to have it staffed by somebody.
I bet you would. That's a nice bus that's just sitting there. You don't want to have that happen.
Right. So, yeah, I think that's our number one area of focus. We could use some more drivers. So if you got nothing going on and you want to come drive for us, it's pretty simple. Not to undervalue what my guys do. They do a terrific job and they're the best at what they do at it. So I don't want to say it's simple because I know they're listening right now. They all got it on in their van. So a shout out to all my drivers. You guys rock, and I couldn't do what I do if they don't do what they do. So
Outstanding. Well, for folks that would like more information about LCAT, whether it's to set up, say, a route stop, or, you know, to take part in kind of that research process here for you on the demand versus the route bus side of things, how do they wind up getting the information they need from you?
Well, schedule a ride. It's 343-4207. And if you want to, like I said, email us your testimonial, I guess is what it would be called. Just how would that impact you, I think, is some of the research we're trying to conduct. If we were to remove fixed routes, how would that impact you? But with the caveat that you just have to call in 24 hours in advance to get your ride scheduled. That'll be at LCAT@lyoncounty.org. You can email us. You can call us and tell us what you think. You can write us a good old-fashioned letter. Mail it to 430 Commercial Street if you're old school. Send me a Facebook message. I'd love to hear from you.
Okay. We love to hear from you, too, Shane. Good to talk to you, as always.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Janice, thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, Shane Bruner, Janice Arp, LCAT joining us here this morning. Thank you both. Have a great day. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete to 342-6272 for a quote today. And what's our topic and guest tomorrow, Chuck?
Well, tomorrow, now we talked about this a little bit last week, but we'll have a very late preview coming up of the track.